who's and what's and why's and wherefores. Here you'll find your whatnots and therefores. So come on along, let's find out what's going on. Where's and when's and who's and what's it's. No matter what your taste, you can trust it's the place where you can find all your new Disney news. And when's and who's and what's it's. No matter what you taste, you can trust it's the place where you can find all your new Disney news.
Welcome to the Sweet Spot current events edition as of January 19th. Live at Disneyland.
Live, unrecorded. Live, but recorded. It's the Sweet Spot from Disneyland.
That's right. And Ken and I are here. We are hanging out together. It's been a while. And we have already done a few things. We've run into a few listeners.
We actually had to get crowd control started following us around and clearing space for us because we were swamped. But if you are a new listener, this is not usual. Normally, we are recording from a state-of-the-art studio as opposed to inside of Disneyland.
Yeah, we're just trying something new. We thought it'd be kind of fun, and hopefully it is for you to listen to also. So, Ken and I are both former Disneyland Custodial cast members, and we talk Disneyland, and we also host the number one Disneyland podcast hosted by two former Disneyland Custodians.
Number one.
And also, we're authors of the books Queening the Kingdom. We have two different volumes out. And you can get only one of those now. Our first book is now sold out on our website, signed copies. You can still get the second book signed, but if you can get both of them on Amazon, and you can also get them on digital copies, wherever, like Kindle and places like that. And then also they're on audio. Ken narrates both of the audio books. You can get those where audiobooks are found. And I think that's it. I think we should get right into the current events.
Hello, everyone. This is Eric Johnson with Concy Ears, and welcome to the D180. While Ken and Lynn cover all things Disneyland, in the D180, we take a spin around the rest of the Disney universe, and we do it in 180 seconds. Let's jump right in. We start this week in Walt Disney World, where we are less than half a year away from seeing a big refresh to one of the resort's oldest properties. Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground has been around since almost day one. Tall tales tell that the project crew in Orlando kind of forgot to build the property while they were working on so much else. They finished it a bit more than a month after they did the rest of Walt Disney World, and the rustic campgrounds opened on November 19, 1971. It's hard to imagine to some Disney World guests, but Fort Wilderness, not to be confused with the nearby Wilderness Lodge, is largely an RV park that even allows tent camping on property. Travelers have come to this resort for generations to enjoy a mix of theme park excellence and a quiet retreat into the forest. The price point out at Fort Wilderness and all of its extra outdoor activities means a lot of folks hang out for several non-theme park days as well. If you want a somewhat more permanent structure to stay in, the cabins at Fort Wilderness are a great option. These standalone homes have a master suite, bunk beds, and pullouts to accommodate up to 6 guests at once. There's a small kitchen with a cooktop, fridge, toaster, and microwave. I personally love sitting out on the large porch as the sun sets. But okay, I've buried the lead here. The big news is that on July 1st, new cabins open up at the resort. These new and refurbished cabins might be a bit glampier than the previous generation, but they look like they will still have plenty of backwoodsy charm. New dining options coming to the resort ensure that Disney isn't forgetting about this super fun resort option. And hey, if you're into the DVC scene, you can even purchase some shares of these new cabins. Anywhere you stay at the Fort Wilderness Resort and Campgrounds is a win. Close to the Magic Kingdom, tons of fun activities day and night, and the world-renowned Hoop-Dee-Doo Review Dinner Show. Ask about this place next time you are thinking of a trip. We'll take a quick monorail ride south to Epcot, where prep is already underway to transition from the Festival of the Arts to the Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival. Disney's horticulturists are preparing their crew of topiary characters. These number over 70 this year, including new characters from Coco, Wish, and everybody's favorite Flora Colossus himself, Groot. The Garden Rock series of daily concerts returns as it does every year. Disney promises some new acts to join the stable of frequent performers. We will definitely see returning favorites in the food kiosks and some new surprises this year. Activities for adults, kids, sophisticated adulty kids, and adults who are kids at heart will abound. If you've never seen the International Flower and Garden Festival, you have to give it a try. I'm really looking forward to my visit this year during the Run Disney Springtime Surprise Weekend. I'm even bringing some Epcot newbies, which will be a complete blast. The festival runs from February 28th through May 27th, so there's still plenty of time to throw together a trip. Especially considering this is a leap year, you get an extra day. Get in touch with your favorite concierge right away. I hope you enjoyed our quick spin around the rest of the Disney universe. If you'd like to learn more about these Disney adventures or just have a few questions, please come on over. Visit the social media and websites of both the Sweep Spot and Consi Ears. Then reach out to Lynn, your personal travel planner. He looks forward to planning something special for you and your family. For Consi Ears, I'm Eric Johnson, and this has been your D180.
Looking to go to Disneyland Resort in California, Walt Disney World Resort in Florida, Aulani in Hawaii, or on a Disney cruise, or Adventures by Disney Vacation, I am here to help you book the best vacation possible, and my expertise and services won't cost you anything extra. Disney pays me, not you. As a perk by booking a package with me, I can also book your dining reservations, park reservations, tours, shuttles, and more. Let me do the hard work while you get excited about your upcoming Disney vacation. I can also book Universal Studios trips as well. By booking with me this year, you will receive 3 months free of our Patreon perk, like our bonus episodes, and join in on our current events live. So contact me at lbarron, that's LBARRON, at concierge.com, that's concierge.com, or thesweepspot@gmail.com.
All right, so let's get right into it.
Let's do it.
All right. New details revealed for Tiana's Bayou Adventure. And this is from Marshall Knight at Laughing Place. As it says here, the Q's Barn will be home to the offices of Tiana's Foods, with cranes lifting crates of goods above the guests as they board. The Q will be filled with the sounds of New Orleans musicians, performing as part of an old-timey radio show, a la Jungle Cruise. Many of the Tiana animatronics featured throughout the attraction will address guests directly as they help search for the missing ingredient. These animatronics will use the same technology as the ones from Frozen Ever After in Hong Kong Disneyland. No more projection faces. The lift hill to the 50-foot drop will include quote-unquote magic. Now, I thought the whole park included magic, but anyway.
Not anymore.
And, of course, nods to Splash Mountain will be featured throughout. Really? Of course? They've taken the song out of the loops. Anyway.
Wow.
What do you think, Lynn? So we're getting some trickles of details of the new attraction.
Sounds good. I'm not super excited about it, but I guess I will once I see it all done yet. From what I understand, Walt Disney World is about five, six months ahead. So we kind of, like their water tower, was just put in before the holidays, we're just now getting the water tower at Disneyland Resort now. So, I assume they want to open them all, both of them at the same time, but we'll see.
Yeah, it's interesting. They do note, the first thing I thought when I heard about the radio show in the queue was Jungle Cruise, and of course, so that idea is being used again, and the article notes that.
Right.
But, you know, I think they're going to trickle out information here and there. And then I don't know if they'll hold anything back. They'll probably hold back a couple of things so there can be surprises. But it's just one of those things we have to wait and see how they actually carry this out.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know if you want to take the next story.
Sure. This is Downtown Disney. Tortilla Joe is out and news from construction zones by Mice Chat staff on January 10th. A sad adios to Tortilla Joe's, although we don't know what's replacing it. Tortilla Joe's has announced they are closing their doors on March 31st, 2024, after 20 years in the district. The quick service
taqueria,
is at Tortilla Joe's next door will remain open until April 13th. So they were one of the original, they were there from the beginning.
I don't know. Did they replace, was Ereba there?
Oh, you might be right.
Because it says, 20 years or whatever? And if you had 20 years, you still have a few years before that.
So we're not sure yet if the Patina Group, who also operates Naples and
Napolini Pizzeria.
Pizzeria will open a new restaurant concept in those spaces. And if so, what they'll be? We've been speculating for over a year that the location would eventually close since the Patina Group is opening two new Mexican restaurants just steps away. More on those projects below. So, it sounds like it's, from what I understand, the new one, that it's going to be a little more upscaled restaurant.
Ah.
Yeah.
So, more money.
More money. I don't know why they couldn't have ran both, but I guess it could be confusing.
They probably thought it would be too much competition for themselves. I don't know.
True. That makes sense. Well, Earl Sandwich, a new location again. Poor Oral Sandwich. They kind of get kicked out and they of every location they've been. So now I think they're going to have another temporary location. Of course, they were originally located at the west end of the district. Oral Sandwich moved east to the spot previously occupied by La Brea Bakery, with both a quick service counter and the full service Oral Sandwich Tavern. But it was short-lived as the Earl is packing up yet again to make way for the new Porto's Bakery and Cafe. Eventually, the Earl Sandwich will have a new permanent home on the west side of Downtown Disney, but in the meantime, you'll find your favorite sandwiches, including the ever-popular holiday turkey, in a food truck by Star Wars Trading Post.
Mm.
Do you think that they're putting it over there so they could utilize the old kitchen from Rainforest to do prep work, maybe?
That could be it. That's good thinking, Lynn. I didn't think about that. Yeah, you can go put all these stories are at are going to be at thesweepspot.com in the current events section. So you can click through and get the whole thing because the Mice Chat article recaps everything going on at Downtown Disney. So if you want to continue with that, that's fine.
My idea for Rainforest is to do like an Indiana Jones or Star Wars restaurant.
That would be good. Club Obi-Wan. I'm sure some of you are well aware of the Magic Key situation. The Orange County Register had a report from Carolyn Burt. Disneyland's Magic Key passes sell out after one day. So they resumed sale on Wednesday, January 10th, as we said they would. Those who wanted to purchase the Magic Key passes this week were told to join the queue no earlier than 8:45 a.m., and they would go on sale no earlier than 9 a.m. However, things didn't go as planned. As soon as the clock struck 8:45, Disneyland's website crashed. Just before 9 a.m., some prospective buyers had some luck and were able to successfully join the queue, while also sharing tips with others on how to join. Although most of the day, Disneyland's 9:38 a.m. message update for those in the queue remained the same. The the Imagine Keys, Enchant Keys, Believe Keys, and Inspire Keys were all still available to purchase. And so there's lots of social media reaction that is included in the article, if you want to see that. They screenshotted a bunch of things with people talking about how much trouble they were having. Laughing Place also reported on this story from Luke Manning, and they had an update. This is from on January 11th. They had an update at 12 p.m. Pacific time. While earlier today, the Southern California resident exclusive Imagine Key was available for new purchases, that is now no longer the case. All four Magic Key tiers are now only available for renewals. What do you think about that? They sell out of Magic Keys so quickly, Lynn.
Well, there must be a higher demand than when they had the annual passes, because they never had a time, I don't remember, where they ever stopped selling them, you know?
Yeah, I can't recall that. I can't recall them ever stopping annual passes. It's you know, I don't know if this is, like, on purpose. They limit, like, to raise the prestige of having a pass.
Yeah.
Or if it's really about availability, capacity of the park and everything.
I wonder if they have, like, so many, and you know, so many people drop out, you know, like, don't renew their passes, so then now they're trying to replace those people, and once they hit that point, then, I don't know.
Yeah, that could be. I would certainly like to see their formula and what their numbers are. I'm sure that's a closely guarded secret. So, who knows? You know, if you weren't able to get one, or you know, I'm sorry, and you could write to us at thesweepspot@gmail.com with your experiences with that, you know.
So the next story we have is Disneyland Half Marathon returns after seven-year break, by Brady McDonald, January 9th. The Disneyland Half Marathon weekend will be held Thursday, January 11th through Sunday, January 14th. So that was last weekend as we record.
Yeah, last week.
At the Disneyland Resort. And the four-day run event included a half marathon, 10K, 5K, kids races, and yoga. Coveted. Medals are awarded to racers, and the top prize goes to challenge runners who compete in multiple races during the weekend. The race throughout Disneyland, DCA, and the surrounding streets of Anaheim will feature Disney characters, encounters, and, of course, entertainment, as you hear behind us.
That's right, if you're lucky.
Hopefully you can understand and hear us. The last Disneyland Half Marathon was held in 2017 with more than 8,700 runners crossing the finish line. The top runners covered 3.1 miles in under 90 minutes. The slowest sloggers finished in just over 4 hours. Disneyland Half Marathon Weekend was canceled in 2018 and for the next several years due to construction of the Star Wars Galaxy's Edge themed land that impacted the race course. The COVID-19 pandemic forced Run Disney to cancel several races around the globe.
Jeez. Yeah, so it's back.
So yeah, our good friend Russell, he actually competed in the half marathon last week, and also I know that he's really into those events, so it sounded like he did good, and maybe we should have him on sometime to talk about the event sometime, because it is interesting. I was part of the first one. I did not run. But I was really getting into bikes at the time and riding my bike, and they put out an ad. This was the first one here. So they sent people from Walt Disney World to kind of train everyone on how to do it, because they didn't really know what we were doing here at Disneyland. This was in 2006 or 2007. And they asked if they had wanted people that would ride bicycles to be at the end of the, like, behind the last runners to kind of push them along and encourage them so they don't fall too far behind, because if they did, then they'd have to stop running.
They would have to be kicked away.
Yeah, no. and then there was actually a few people, and it felt really bad. Anyways, that was a lot of fun. So I got to ride my bike, through Disneyland. And
that's a unique experience.
Yeah.
I got to do that.
So let's move on to the next one. This just talks about the, was it this one?
Let's see.
What we talked about.
Yeah, so Run Disney was you know, we have a link to it at Laughing Place as well. There's, you know, more than one place covering it. But there's a bunch of photos that, you know, Laughing Place has a bunch of photos. That's specifically what they have. You can show your support for Disneyland Forward at Anaheim Public Workshop next week. And this is at Laughing Place. It's from Tony Betty. It's dated January 17th. They really do mean last week if you're one of the early downloaders to the podcast. Those who support Disneyland Resort's high-profile planning effort, Disneyland Forward, are being invited to Anaheim City Hall to show their support for a public workshop next week. Planned for Tuesday, January 23rd, the City of Anaheim City Council will conduct a public workshop to discuss the Disneyland Forward project. Anyone interested in the project is encouraged to show up to the public workshop and show their support. But if they plan to attend and or provide comments in person, they are asked to fill out a form at the official website where those interested but can't make it in person can also submit a letter of support. Currently, the public workshop is slated to start at 3 p.m. at Anaheim City Hall, located at 200 South Anaheim Boulevard in Anaheim. That's on Tuesday, January 23rd, for those of you who are listening soon enough for that to make a difference. What do you think? They're moving forward with Disneyland Forward, Lynn.
That's good. Better than reverse.
Yeah.
Disneyland reverse.
Boldly going forward because we can't find reverse. That's right. That's right.
It sounds good. When we get more details, I think it'll be more exciting. But all this stuff has to take place in order to do those, where they can finally make announcements.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Looking forward to it.
Well, the Anaheim Ducks Day. Anaheim Ducks Days coming to Disney California Adventure Park next month. This is by Trisha Kennedy, January 17th. The Anaheim Ducks have announced the National Hockey League Club has teamed up with Disneyland Resort to host Anaheim Ducks Days at Disney California Adventure. This will take place on February 22nd. In celebration of the Ducks' 30th anniversary season, the fan-favorite event will take place over 2 days in Hollywoodland, with new and returning in-park fan activities, memorable experiences, themed merchandise, and specialty food and beverages items. On Thursday, February 22nd, park guests can look forward to a
celebratory cavalcade.
Oh, sorry.
We're not recording under normal conditions, folks.
Along the Disney California Adventure Park parade route from Paradise Garden Park to Hollywood Land, featuring some current animal Anaheim Ducks players. On February 23rd, a legacy celebration cavalcade will feature select Anaheim Ducks alumni. Additionally, Anaheim Ducks mascot Wild Wing will make a special appearance throughout Ducks Days in Hollywood Land. Hollywoodland will be the home to the dedicated fan zone with music playing throughout both days. Park guests will have the opportunity to test their hockey skills, take part in meet and greets, space is limited, wristbands required. Capture photo moments, begin a fun and park-wide seek and find activity, learn to draw Disney Ducks at Animation Academy, and party with the Anaheim Ducks power players and DJs, including JoJo Maestro.
I'm not a big hockey fan right now.
No, I don't know what that is. New this year, the action shifts into overtime on both evenings with energetic performances by Anaheim Ducks, DJs, and live band.
Yeah, that's
sounds good.
I remember the days when it was, you know, the Anaheim Ducks were started by Disney, and those were the days. I mean, the merchandise sold really, really well. But prior to that, the San Jose Sharks had the best-selling merchandise.
Oh.
But then when Disney started, of course, a lot of Disney collectors had to get the Anaheim Ducks merchandise.
Disneyland Ducks.
Went to the first public scrimmage there that they had. It was called the Pond at the time, now at the Honda Center. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was fun. Well, I'd like to close out the current events. Actually, it's not quite closing it out, but getting towards the end, we'd like to remind you that you can, you know, of course, book your vacations with Lynn.
Of course.
And so the Orange County Register had a story on deals. Disneyland deals start for kids, SoCal resident, and annual pass holders. This was from Brady McDonald. And said the kids deal offers tickets for as little as $50 per child per day. That can be used Monday. It started on January 8th through March 10th. That's for 2024. At Disneyland or DCA, the kids' deal is for 1, 2, or 3-day ticket packages, which likely means a 3-day pass will cost around $150. That's a significant savings over the current $270 2-day and $340 3-day one park per day tickets for kids offered on the Disneyland website. 1-day tickets for kids cost $104 to $179, according to the Disneyland website. The kids' deal tickets for children ages 3 to 9 years old have no blockout dates and expire 13 days after the first day of use. So you don't have to use them, you know, in concurrent days, but you can't just stretch it out forever. That means you will have, I'm explaining things ahead of the article. That means you will have to use the multi-day tickets during a 2-week window after your first visit. The Southern California Residents Deal ticket deal lets locals purchase $225 3-day single park tickets that allow access to either Disneyland or DCA on weekdays, or $275 3-day single park tickets good for weekends. Park Hopper and Genie Plus add-ons bring the price of the weekday package to $385. And the weekend package is $435. So Genie Plus does make them a lot of money, doesn't it? The period during which discount tickets can be used began Tuesday, January 2nd, and continues through June 2nd at Disneyland and DCA. The weekday tickets are good on Mondays through Thursdays, while the weekend tickets can be used on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's just Fridays are part of the weekend, just like 11-year-olds are adults, so keep that in mind, folks. But like I said, Lynn can always fill you in on deals for Disneyland or Walt Disney World or more, Cruise Line and such. As usual, MiceChat.com has updates. There is a Disneyland update, the Great Goodbye, Lightning Lane, and Constant Construction. That was from Dusty Sage on January 8th. So, and they updated it on January 9th because they had some stuff to add about Tiana's Body Adventure. So, as usual, you can click through at thesweepspot.com, get all the details about these stories, and, you know, keep up to date on what's happening.
And I actually do have some refurbs.
Aren't there a few refurbs going on?
There's a couple. I have them here.
Somewhere.
I did have them here.
on my phone here.
Enjoy the sound of the monorail as you wait.
That's right.
Yeah, if you listen closely, you can tell where we recorded this and when.
All right. Well, I had the refurbs prepared, and I can't find them. Oh! Nope. That was the old ones. Well, anyways. I had a whole thing prepared, guys. I don't know where.
Well, we know that Mark Twain is closed indefinitely.
Closed indefinitely. And Haunted Mansion will be closed on Monday the 22nd. Closed indefinitely. That's odd. I had these. I worked very hard to get these. Anyways. So, yeah, you can always find refurbs on the Disneyland app or Disneyland.com. And trying to go off memory, yeah, Astro Orbiter closed indefinitely. No, Radiator Springs was closing for a little while. I don't remember what that was. But anyways, I'm sorry about that, guys. I had it here and not here, not on my computer. So I think we're going to close out this current events edition, but wanted to thank everyone for joining us and dealing with all the noise, although hopefully it
creates some ambiance.
Some great ambiance.
We do these every couple of weeks, usually, current events. And then the other weeks, we have a main topic, often a historical episode. About the history of the park, or just some aspect of it that we go into detail about. So make us your habit. Subscribe wherever you can find us. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on YouTube. Just make us your habit. Bookmark us, follow, subscribe, like, share. Tell everybody we're here.
That's right. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk with you next time.